What's going on, and welcome to episode 100 of the Fuel for Football podcast. I am your host, Sanchez Bailey, and what a milestone, 100 episodes. I want to just take this moment to thank every person that has been listening, and maybe if there's someone that's listened to every episode, I want to just congratulate you, because that means you would have been someone that's been not only exposed to the mental side, but seeing different ways to apply and develop your game. I just want to salute that person and commend you, even if you've been someone that's joined along the way. You know, maybe as I got better in my delivery and being able to just speak to a mic. I remember doing the first podcast, just looking into the camera, going through that experience. But we have reached 100 episodes, and it's just beautiful to see people from different parts of the world tuning in, leaving some comments, feedback, and hopefully it's helped. And I just want to pass on my appreciation. At the same time, I want to, you know, as you think about what you want to speak about on the 100th episode, reaching the landmark, I think this message will be most fitting, to be honest. And it's a personal conviction of mine, and I might as well share it, and hopefully the content and the information in this episode will be valuable to every listener. And so I really personally feel like 2024 is going to be a year of application for me personally. You know, moving into another country, settling there, building the foundations that I have built. It's almost like I've had to start life again. Thankfully, I've built I don't want to say a profile, but let's just say that, for the lack of a better word, to a point where I could continue some stuff, such as the podcast, you know, my sports psychology work. I didn't have to just do too much to start again, if that makes sense. But, you know, for me, there's been a lot of plans and things that have been formulated in terms of what I want to do here. And I do foresee me applying a lot of those and bringing those things, realizing a lot of those things and bringing those things into fruition, you know. And as many of you know, I do have a book called Trust the Process. It's a really beautiful book because it allows you to map out and plan out some of these aspirations that you do have, which allow you to actually, you know, which allows you to actually execute them. And I think what will be really nice is for everyone to do is to kind of consider this next half of the season as your year of reaping all the benefits and the hard work that you've harvested. You know, they talk about teams where, you know, they say you're not expected to really get into gear until the dying and the closing parts of the season. So really and truly, if you look at it that way, this point here is a momentum builder. This first half of the season is you actually getting ready for the execution. And if you're able to kind of look at yourself at this point of the season and seeing all the things that you've been able to develop, being able to analyze and reflect on the things that you've been able to, you know, focus on and identify the areas of your game that you want to sharpen up, and maybe even just identifying and solidifying your role in the team. Once this is established, right, it's now getting to that stage and mental preparation of considering those things that you've identified as your agendas to apply and execute and actually show for this next part of the season. And so, you know, one way for you to kind of get to that is really asking yourself the question, like, how do you want to end your season? How do you want to end your season, right? And your answer is steering you in the direction of what you will be applying and, you know, the application. So for instance, if you want to end your season in promotion or playoff contention, if you want to finish your season off as a top goal scorer or a top assist maker, as a top clean sheet goalkeeper, or maybe even just being in the team of the season, right? Then you're able to set your agendas from that aspiration. What can you be doing? If you want to be a top clean sheet goalkeeper, you probably want to be making a number of key saves, which then potentially could equal then clean sheets. You with me? if you are someone that wants to get the top assist, you may be wanting to set a number of crosses in a game, or you might want to actually start establishing a relationship with someone who might be able to put the ball at the back of the net. You know, starting off, you know, as I said in previous episodes, adjusting your game and manipulating your game to complement their skill set. So that's one thing. If you are a goal scorer, you want to be making sure that you are able to have a varied range of finishing. Maybe working on your weaker foot, maybe working on your stronger, maybe working in your aerial ability, maybe first time finishes. Like, you want to be able to adjust your varied range of finishing, like, you know, maybe even shooting from outside from long range. So that in scenarios where maybe your preferred way of finishing, your most comfortable way of finishing, can be mitigated for from this varied approach that you've developed. And so what I really want from everyone is to kind of take this episode as an opportunity to reflect and to consider the things that you really want to apply in your game. Consider the things that you feel like will enhance your game, and really set out ways for you to achieve that. And that's what the year of application will be, and that's something that I've considered myself, and I have been considering and really putting my mind towards and mentally preparing myself. So I'm hoping that this concept can really benefit every listener. I also want to make an announcement as well, that this will officially be the last episode of the Fuel for Football podcast. Crazy. The last episode of the Fuel for Football podcast. 100 episodes. How I kind of view it is, I've given you 100 ways to enhance your game from the sports psychological department. I will be putting a little bit more effort into the courses. Although you can really consider this a 100-pack of course material, but the courses will be a little bit more hands-on, giving you like more practical guides and things you can apply on a daily basis. I'll be putting a lot more energy into the courses that I have. I'll be putting a little bit more attention into Performance Mentality, which is my company, and putting content and information there. Who's to say, maybe the Fuel for Football podcast may come back in a different package. It might be packaged differently, it might be more visual, might be maybe more, I don't know, who knows. But right now, I feel like 100 episodes is a good way to bless the community. I really appreciate everyone being with me along the way, and I do hope that, you know, you're able to enhance your game from the information in the, that I deliver on the podcast. You know, it's information that is valuable. It's information you can always go back to. It's timeless. It will always be there. But most importantly, it's about application. And not only am I saying that 2024 should be the year of application, but also the information, the time that you take from the podcast, the information that you garner from every episode needs to be affected, or only can be affected from your application. So let application become your mantra. Let it become something that you live by, and you're always thinking of how you could be applicable. Because we all, you know, I hate the term ambition, right? Because everyone's ambitious. Everyone wants to be the best that they can be. Everyone wants to make money, for instance, right? But the difference between ambition and reality is application. And that's something that I really want to push to every listener, is become someone that's committed to application. That's where application is literally the recipe for change. And if you're able to see the importance of applying the things you prepared for, applying the things you learn, then you're able to excel and get to places that may surprise you when you look back, like a Jacob Brown, for instance, who, you know, when I speak to him, he almost can believe it, I'm sure, but he looks back at the journey that he's come. Sorry, Jacob Brown is a Luton striker who made his ranks for the Championship. He featured on one of the early episodes. Go and check it out. He looks back and at that episode as a landmark for him saying that he wanted to be playing in the Premier League, and look at him now, you know. And so by application, you can surprise yourself in similar ways. And that's my message to you guys. Appreciate all the love. Appreciate every single person. Please reach out. I want to hear, you know, if you're in Germany, you know, let me know. If you're wherever you're hearing this from, let me know. And let's celebrate 100 episodes together. Pass on to a friend. And I hope I was in your Spotify wrapped summaries. Anyway, guys, take care. All the best. Peace.